Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of January, 2022, Wednesday morning. It's about 7 o'clock here in Pineville this morning. You know, much has been said about secular education over the years. We just had a program with Adeola yesterday about the roots of education. Much has been said about wisdom, the wisdom of this world compared to the wisdom of Christ. I would refer you to 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2. You know, the Bible tells us that the foolishness of God is wiser than man. Of course, God isn't foolish at all, but, you know, it's a comparison between the absolute foolhardiness of men and thinking they can do anything. You know, and many men put a lot of emphasis on their education, and they want everybody to know that they have a PhD or a Doctor of Divinity degree or a PhD in science or whatever. But the wisdom, the true wisdom, comes from above. And Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Canst thou, by searching, find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty and the perfection? It is high as a heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world was unto our glory. The mystery which was from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The wisdom is from above. It is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Well, you know, there's so many things that we as human beings do not understand. You know, have you ever met someone that had the idea that they had all the answers? Have you ever met someone like that? I've met a few people like that in my lifetime, and it just blows my mind, frankly. The people, where did they get this idea that they have all the answers about everything? And the older I get, the more I recognize I have so few answers. You know, there's so many things I do not understand. There are so many people that are much, much more intelligent than I am. And they've had a wider range of experiences than I have by the sovereign, providential hand of God. I've had a few measly little experiences in my life, but compared to some who've traveled the world and have seen a wide range of cultures and peoples, you know, and I'm always amazed at some people that are bilingual and trilingual and quadrilingual. they can speak four or five languages, you know. And I'm fortunate enough just to speak the English language, you know. So, but anyway, the point that I'm trying to make this morning is that when we think that we have all the answers, we don't have all the answers. Only God has all the answers. You know, and there's no... there's no amount of research and study and contemplation and meditation that can give a person, a human being, all the answers, because a human being is limited. God is unlimited in his scope. God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. And so we need to always remember that our source is in God himself. And we look to him for wisdom and strength. We look to his word for guidance and instruction. And we look to him in prayer and studying his word for the Holy Spirit to show us the direction that we should go. So, if you, you know, if a person thinks they're wise, they aren't. You know, and the most wise person in the world is infinitesimal compared to God's wisdom, you know. And so we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and realize he is our sustainer. He is our hope. He is our healer. He is our help in time of need. And he gives us strength to withstand whatever we have to face in this world. So, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and he despised the shame and he sat down at the right hand of God. I saw someone made a statement about God's humility was expressed in the incarnation. God's humility was expressed in the incarnation. He lowered himself and came down to this earth in the form of a man. He came from the ivory palaces of glory. That shows a great deal of humility, does it not? And now he's been raised. He has been exalted. He's now king. He's now seated at the right hand of the Father. And he's coming back as a ruling, reigning king. He's not coming back as a suffering servant. So, may the good Lord take this and apply it as he sees fit this morning. Good Lord be with you. God bless.